Welcome to another episode of You Guys Suck, Give Up. Today's a bonus episode. I'm not talking to anyone else. I'm just here alone, talking to myself. And I thought I'd walk you through a little bit of the process of making a record when you realize halfway through that your band is breaking up, but you finish the record anyways. So here's all about that. Starting a band is a lot of fun. There's a lot of energy, positive energy, surrounding that process. The possibilities seem endless. There's no real pressure. It's just new and exciting. Being in a band is fun. You write songs, you work on those songs, practice those songs together, and really begin to develop your sound. It all feels progressive. You're working on something, you're heading somewhere. Playing shows is fun. Your parents and close friends have to come to the first couple. They have to be impressed and encouraging because they love you, and you're putting yourself out there in a very vulnerable way. They'll say nice things to you after the show, even if you suck, and you probably do it first. They'll still say things like, "Wow, that was so great, really. I could never do that. You're so talented. I always wanted to play an instrument." If there are other bands on the bill, you're always better than them for any variety of esoteric reasons. There will be a few random people that are impressed as well. They will give you more direct compliments that still seem ambiguous. For instance, "I love that transition from that one song to the other." You hadn't realized you put any transitions in your set. It was most likely the drummer counting off that following song too quickly, and the rest of the band was catching up. They will also start comparing your band to other more successful bands that they know. Now, this is mainly done to legitimize whatever comments they've made before that comparison or the ones that they will make after. The Black Keys seem to be a popular one to use. Despite their immense popularity and mainstream staying power, they still operate largely as a band a lot of people champion as being an underground darling with which to issue the aforementioned comparison. It makes a certain amount of sense. Blues rock is easily accessible for almost anyone, and most people can get down with songs based around complaining. So they say that you sound like the Black Keys because it sounds better than you sound like Maroon 5, which is probably more correct, honestly. Playing shows is fun. Making money is fun. After you've played your first couple of shows, suddenly there will be people you don't recognize that start to come to more and more of your performances. Added bonus, they are paying to see you. Isn't that wild? These people you don't recognize that are coming to see you play eventually tell other people that you don't recognize to come see you as well. And they do come. That is very cool. That's probably the best part. Making your first record is fun. Honestly, a lot of bands may not even get to this point. There are a lot of reasons why. So you go into the studio, whether that is in a building designed singularly for that purpose, or a house that has some mics and an iMac in it. This is a lot of fun. It's a culmination of a lot of hard work, and it feels good to have a shareable composite of your efforts in music now available to those that want to hear it. Playing shows with your first record under your belt is very exciting. It is now possible to realize all those dreams and aspirations you had in your mind when you first started a band, which was very fun. You start to play better shows. Hopefully more and more people start to come. Maybe you start playing out-of-town shows. Maybe you put together a little run and go on tour. You start meeting more bands you'd like to play with. And you do play with them. And it is great. And you have a lot of fun. This next part is tricky. And it's different for every band. But most times, after you've made your first record and played enough shows promoting that first record, you decide to make a second one. Now, a lot of things have happened to you and the other members of the band during this time. It's a wide variety, but it can be summarized by the immortal words of Prince. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. That's what it is. That is the hardest thing about being in a band. You're a collected group of individuals working together with a singular purpose, but you are also the sum of your parts, and those parts have a lot of other shit going on. Sometimes that's easy to see. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it becomes apparent along the way. And sometimes you say, fuck it, and make the record anyway. Our second record was a very difficult process. 3 months turned to 6, 6 to 12, and 12 to 3 years. A lot of that life stuff Prince mentioned so eloquently earlier was happening to us. Fucked up relationships, career plans, fatigue, stagnation, internal divisions, and disparate ideas of what we wanted. Now, we had a lot of the record done, just enough to have it not make sense to leave it unfinished. But we had a lot more to do before it would be finished. All the exciting things about making a record became burdensome. Sessions booked to fix one issue gave rise to another. Sometimes we tried to power through. Sometimes we tried to take a break. Oftentimes we were too nitpicky. And that's the weird thing about creating something. It's only finished when you decide it is. The lack of innate finality can really mess with your mind. You see, we didn't want the record to be perfect. We just wanted it not to suck. There's a lot of gray area between those two. We eventually finished the record, but we were in a far different place as a band than when we started it. It became fairly evident that this was going to be our last musical effort. Playing a record release show that is simultaneously your last show is not that fun. It is mainly weird. There were a lot of emotions. Still, it felt great to finally put that record out into the world. You don't own it anymore after that. It's really up to everyone else at this point. The name of that record is The Beans Break Up. And we did. And we still are. Never say never, but probably not. Music is fun. Starting a band is fun. Making a record is fun. You should try it. As I imagine is the case with most every record, there are songs that don't make the cut. There are several possible reasons. The song never was that good, and it took you a while to realize that. The song doesn't fit with the other songs on the record, or you want to save it for the next one. Whatever the case may be, sometimes these songs are forgotten about. They fade into the abyss, and sometimes they belong there. But I thought it'd be fun to reach in to that abyss and yank out one of these songs and force it upon you now. Enjoy.
It's too damn easy to get caught up in the little things and not to think about the one that you love. Her. Oh. more worth it. That we'll see, that we'll see, that we'll see this.